If you have Bibles with you today, open up there to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We'll be looking at verses 50 through 58. There's not going to be anything up on the screens today. I'm going to start verse 58. We're going to start there. I'm reading out of the ESV. And we're going to start with that therefore. And it says, therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord, your labor is not in vain. And it's a therefore, and it follows up how I'll, finish this message up today. But there's a therefore to the beloved brothers. And I would say the brothers and sisters that are here today, we're one of those therefore that is getting spoke to here. And it says very clear, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. And I think the simple word that I want to say to many of you here that have accepted Christ is, I just want to say, don't quit. Don't quit. And I say that because I think our culture is, I hate to say full of quitters, but it's full of a lack of commitment. It's full of people that do things half-heartedly, lukewarm. I just want to say to everyone here, don't quit. As a husband, don't quit. As a wife, don't quit. As a father, as a mother, don't quit. As a grandma, grandpa, a single person, don't quit. As a worker in the church, don't quit. As somebody that has been praying for somebody for years that they would know Jesus, don't quit. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Had to go back and get Kleenex. It's a weird Sunday for me. I've never been on a sabbatical ever. The elders had been talking to me about it for well over a year, thinking, hey, after 5 years, you really should probably do this. And that's hard for me to say. I feel so blessed by this congregation. To say, let's step away for a time. And I can say that, like, growing up, I love my parents. They didn't show me Sabbaths very well, though, and what that looked like. My dad is an incredibly hard worker, and he was a dentist and was successful and did great things. He retired. They had bought a farm down in southern Iowa and moved down there. And he works harder now than he did before he was retired. And now he's 72 years old and works incredibly hard. And quite honestly, Sundays doesn't mean there's a break for him. And he'll be committed to church. But if there's work to be done, he does it. And so it's hard for me coming from that background and seeing that work ethic that my dad had that I love about him. I married into an amazing family. My mother-in-law is here today. And my father-in-law, As I met Ashley, blown away by really this whole community. But it's like, what? Don't you have things to do? You're a farmer. You stress out more than anybody I know about farming. And some of you that know my father-in-law in farming, he stresses out a lot about farming. But like, you're not going to do field work. It's supposed to rain tomorrow. You're not going to do work. And no, this is Sabbath. And I heard that message loud and clear. And so then as I think about sabbatical and extended time, I have to grasp it. I don't see straight out of the Bible you should take 3 months of Sabbath at some point. But I see this, it's represented by Jesus and what he did, taking 40 days away in the desert. Escaping to the mountainside when people just wanted to be near him because of the incredible things he was doing. And so I see how it's needed. And so when I say that to you, don't quit, that's the same thing I say to me. It's the same thing I say to you, Don, is there is so much work of the Lord to be done. And for some of you, you need to have some retreats. You need to go to a marriage conference. You need to spend some extra time with the Lord, maybe away. Maybe it's just a quiet day down at Crooked Creek. Maybe you need to take a vacation and actually not do anything on your vacation, but focus on the Lord. And I think God is saying so many of you, just don't quit. Don't quit. I've said this here before, if you're not dead, you're not done. And everybody here is not dead. So I don't care how old you are, there is work to be done for the Lord. There's work to be done in this community for the Lord. Don't quit. Be steadfast, immovable. There was a pastor that maybe had a couple struggling days and got to Sunday morning and said, I'm blown off this Sunday. I have another pastor there. He's given the message. I'm blowing this off. And so he went to the golf course. And Jesus and God were talking to each other and say, what are we going to do about this? And God's like, I got this taken care of. And so the man hit golf shot at the par three and had to hit it over a pond, and he hit it in this pond all the time, but he hit his shot high and short. It was going towards the pond when God made this gust of wind happen, and the ball sailed over the water and landed right on the green, trickled right into the hole for hole-in-one. And he'd never had a hole-in-one before, and he's playing by himself, and he's blown away, amazed. And he kept playing golf and had the most incredible round of golf, and he set the course record on the course. And Jesus is like, well, God, why'd you make that happen? And God just simply said, well, who's he going to tell about it? I about blew that punchline. Who's he going to tell? God wants to do some amazing things, and don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. For those of you that don't know Jesus, I'm going to lay this out pretty simply. The first half of this passage talks about the resurrection and gives us a little glimpse of what this looks like. And it talks about this perishable and imperishable. And it says in verse 51, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. And for those of you that are struggling or don't know quite where you're at, there's a great promise in here that we shall all be changed. There is a mystery. We don't fully comprehend it, but somehow our bodies are going to change. And I want to say that whatever sickness, cancer, diseases, anything that is not perfect, exactly how God designed it, that will not be carried on to heaven with you. There's some mystery about it, but there's going to be a great resurrection at the last trumpet. And the dead will be raised, and we shall be changed. And we have this promise going all the way as we see Jesus, going back to Jesus and his death on the cross and resurrection, and the testimonies about him being raised from the dead, overcoming death. That's the God that we serve, the God that we worship in Jesus. So it says, quoting from Isaiah 25, verse 8, it says, death is swallowed up in victory. And then it quotes Hosea 13, verse 14. It says, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. And we could go all the way back to Genesis in the garden. And God's promise to them that if you eat from this fruit, you will surely die. There is a sting of death in sin. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. And everybody here has that sin. Nobody is excluded from it. And the sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. But then the great promises. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Victory in Jesus. Romans 10:9 says it as clear as it can be. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. There's that part of the resurrection. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. And there's so many people here that believe that. They believe in Jesus, believe what they've done. And I would say even Satan believes that Jesus was raised from the dead. But then there's that second part of it, and that's confessing Jesus as Lord. Confessing him not just as this guy that overcame death, or this great guy, or this great leader, or this person that said good things or miracles did through him, but saying, I want him as Lord. I want to surrender my life to him, to the work that he calls me to, and I want to call him Lord. Believing in the resurrection and confessing Jesus as Lord. Today there's five young people that are going to get baptized, and there's nothing that is a bigger celebration than to see that. And I will say that if anyone else here wants to make that commitment, don't let today go by without making it. Without talking to me, Don, one of the elders, or somebody else in here that you need to share it with. Believe in the resurrection and then confess Jesus as Lord. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to invite all five of these people to come up front as we do the next thing. Lord God, you are good and faithful. We don't want to quit doing the good work of the Lord. We want to continue until you come again, or till we pass on to the next life, till we pass on to eternity with you. God, we thank you for this day, and I pray that if there's anybody here that hasn't accepted you as Lord, confessed you as Lord, that today will be the day that they do it. God, the sting of sin is death, and we know that. But thanks be to you, God, that loved us so much that you sent your Son to die for us. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. So, Drew, Avery, Blake, Isaac, Ethan, why don't you come on up? What we're going to do today, Ethan's going to be sharing his testimony, and his baptism will take place here. There he is. Why don't you guys just line up across here. And then Blake, Drew, and Avery are getting baptized here. We're thinking pretty close to 1:30 at Jean's Pond. Hopefully we can drive down there. It's drying up nicely for us. And then now is at 5:30 tonight, night of worship, and Isaac's going to be getting baptized there. So they'll all share their testimonies at that time. Ethan will be sharing his in just a few minutes, though. So, Don, I'm going to have you join us, and Don's going to be asking you some questions.
It's an important part of us as a congregation to hear the responses of these young people to questions that we have all shared each and every time that we have come to the Lord and also went through baptism or even church transfer. So I want you to answer these questions individually. Just pass the microphone down one to another, if you would, for each question. It's not Jeopardy. So Ethan, Blake, Drew, thank you. Yeah, okay. Thank you, Drew. Good job. Avery, Isaac, do you renounce the evil powers of this world and turn to Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you put your trust in His grace and love and promise to obey Him as your Lord?
I do.
I do.
I do.
I do.
I do.
You can just hang on to it and we'll go the other way coming back. Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Lord, and in the Holy Spirit, the giver of life?
Yes.
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 I do.
Yes.
Do you accept the Word of God as guide and authority in your life?
I do.
Yes.
Yes.
I do.
Yes.
Are you willing to give and receive counsel in the congregation?
Yes.
Yes.
I do.
Yes.
I am. Are you ready to participate in the mission of the church?
Yes.
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 I am.
Yes.
That's me. All individual responses. We as a congregation also make our lives a part of their lives at this time that they dedicate themselves not only to the Lord Jesus Christ, but also to the community of the saints, the church. So if you would turn in your blue hymnals to number 777. In the blue hymnal, number 777. And Steve, would it be all right to stand together? Yes, let us stand together as we make this commitment to them. And you guys just get to listen to this. This is for you, okay?
Ooh.
Yeah. As we now receive you into the fellowship of the church, we make this covenant with you as we renew our own covenant with God, to bear each other's burdens, to assist in times of need, to share our gifts and possessions, to forgive as Christ has forgiven us, to support each other in joy and sorrow, and in all things to work for the common good, thus making known Christ's presence among us to the glory of God. As we unite with each other now, may we all be joined with Christ our Lord.
You four can take a seat. We're excited to have Ethan, especially sharing with us today, this baptism. And, it's a celebration of victory, celebration of what God has done in your life and in each one of these persons' lives. So, if you'd be willing to share, Don's going to give you a mic and, tell us about what God's done in your life.
From my earliest memories, God has been a part of our home and my life. As I was around 4 years old, it's the closest I can remember, praying with my mom and asking Jesus into my heart. Over the years, I have felt especially close to God when I spend time by myself outdoors in nature, at Bible memory camp, and on MOAF trips. The support I have received from my family, my friends, and my church family have been very instrumental in my walk with Christ. Psalm 89, verse 1 and 2, a psalm written by another Ethan, states my desire. I will sing of the love of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you established your faithfulness in heaven itself. The words from this song, titled Holy Lamb by Jeremy Williams, are my prayer. Holy Lamb, God's only sacrifice, you came and you poured your love on me. To understand just why you really died for us would take more time than this life could ever give. Sweet, mighty God, ruler of all the earth, cause your fire to spread throughout my heart and burn with love each and every wicked way. Then raise me once again a man of praise. So I'll give to you the praise of my life and all the glory that might ever come my way. And I'll sing to you sweet melodies of love, remembering what you've done for me. I'll offer up the sacrifice of praise. Holy Lamb, God's only sacrifice. You conquered death, and now you reign as King. So here I am, offering my heart, my life, knowing it's the only gift to bring. So I'll give to you the praises of my life and all the glory that might ever come my way. And I'll sing to you sweet melodies of love, remembering what you've done for me. I'll offer my sacrifice of praise.
So, Ethan, I'm going to have you come on up here, and I'm going to invite your dad, Dan, and Don and elders and anybody else in the family, I guess, that would like to be up here. After we baptize him, there's going to be a song that gets played. And during that song, if anybody else would like to come up here and surround him in prayer, we're just going to, as the song's playing, we're going to pray over him. And so I invite you to come forward at that time. And so, if you want to kneel down. Ready? Ethan, by the confession of your faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's gather around him in prayer. Lord God, thank you for this young man. Thank you how you are doing amazing things in his life, how you have uniquely created him, designed him. We now pray that you bless him, pour your Holy Spirit upon him and his life. Thank you for him. It's in Jesus' name we pray this. Amen. If anybody else would like to join him up here in a time of prayer, I invite you to do that now. Amen.